Go ahead.
You mind if I try one of yours? Mm-hmm. This is a tasty burger. I do love the taste of a good burger. Mm.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, your West Texas sports voice.
Well, good morning, West Texans. Hello, you good fine friendly folks out there who wish you were. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking until 1 o'clock. We'll turn morning into afternoon right here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in San Angelo on ESPN 960 and the Hubaplex. It's Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. You could already be texting in 806-855-3712. I have a feeling you guys know some of the topics we'll be hitting on today regarding Texas Tech men's basketball. It's day three. Mark Adams suspended. The investigation continues. What is the timeline? And have you read any good books lately, Red Raider fans? We've got a lot of different things we'll get to today. Tech baseball in action this afternoon in what should be a run fest, potentially, out at Danlaw Field, Rip Griffin Park. And as the Pac-12 burns, well, they're not going to just play the fiddle in Boulder while it burns. They're going to do something. They're a Board of Regents meeting hastily arranged for tomorrow night. We'll explain why they're meeting tomorrow today. All right, 806-855-3712. If you listen on the apps, we thank you. If you hadn't downloaded the app for KKM, do that. Go to KKM.com. Download it. Listen to this show, Rob Bro's show, from 1 to 2, wherever you may be. Turn on notifications because news breaks and we tell you about it. Follow the station on Twitter at Talk1039. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. The show never ends. We come back in the evening with a daily broadcast. Love visiting with you guys throughout the day, at Ryan Hyatt Media. The show's archived, if you want to go see it, at theraiderland.com. We'll be back tonight around 6:30-ish and see what has transpired. It's online. It's highly interactive. A lot of great question comments going back and forth. But best way is to follow us on Twitter, at Ryan Hyatt Media. He is Rob Bro. He is the host of the Rob Bro Show, one third of the Gambling Gauchos, and of course, king of hat of the day, and he pulses the people when necessary. Welcome back to the Hubaplex. Actually, you got back yesterday, but
good to be back.
Welcome back to the studios and the Arctic Air Studios. Good to see you. No worse for the wear for that trip, although 16 innings on getaway day. Thank you. That's always the perfect time to play that kind of game.
I've been to Houston three times in the last 3 months.
Yes, you have.
I've driven back three different ways.
And they're all probably within 15 minutes of each other, give or take.
I mean, it's all the same drive. Yeah. But drove back the same way we came. I've been down the same way every time. I don't know how I do it, but I drive back a different way every time.
Yeah.
This latest one would have been my favorite if not for the construction. So I'll wait a few more months, go back to Houston, and then drive back that way again.
Construction in an area that you don't know well is always a beat down.
Well, and there was so it's two-lane highway for a while. Probably the least amount of two-way highways, though, in the drive. And they had one of those lanes shut down. And so there was like the impromptu construction worker holding a stop sign bit, which added about 10 minutes to my drive.
Yeah, I hate that. Be prepared to stop.
Yeah. Okay. And it was like after a hill, so it's like, oh, all right. Why does that car have his hazards on? Oh, he stopped. Okay, yeah. All right.
Nice.
We'll figure it out.
We will figure it out today. A lot of different things. As we said, this is day three of the Mark Adams suspension. We will pontificate about potential timelines on this. It is two-word Tuesday. We give you a topic every Tuesday. You give us two words to describe it. Today we'll go just big picture. It's real simple. Give us two words to describe the state of Texas Tech men's basketball right now. Where you see the program, where you see this basketball team. They boarded on a jet plane going to Kansas City today. Work out. I don't know where they're going to work out. They may get floor time there. I don't know. I would think they would. I was kind of surprised they didn't go yesterday. But anyways, they are on their way to Kansas City. So the two-word topic, state of Texas Tech men's basketball. Now, every Tuesday we're always talking food. We talk food around here all the time. We love food. We like to eat. It's what we do. Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing ever ate on Tuesday. We make it official. This is ripped right out of the headlines. During this time frame yesterday, we learned about the fire that was being put out there at Brian's Steakhouse. I think all of us, a collective sigh of relief that it wasn't worse than it was. We are thankful to the good Lord that it appears I've seen nothing that reports any injuries, and hopefully they'll be able to get back on their feet again fairly soon. Rob, I said yesterday, I don't even clean it up too much. Leave some of the char up there. I mean, that's just going to add even more character to a legendary place. And the fact that the giant Hereford Whiteface was not hurt there. I don't know if anybody right. like threw themselves into action to get it away from the building or did whatever needed to be done.
Is that platform on wheels, maybe?
I think it is.
I think you can get it in the Hereford and drive it like a tank.
Like the Wiener Schnitzelmobile?
Yeah.
If you can't, you should.
It walks. It's animatronic, yeah.
It's real. It's real. Give me the closing, give us today the closing of a restaurant that you just hated to see go, that just up in one day they closed. I said yesterday, the heels of Sandburgers may be going away. That would have been too much to take. So whether it be by fire or accident or they just shut down or whatever, the restaurant that you, and it can be multiple restaurants on this deal, but the restaurants that you just, and it boggled your mind that they were gone, right? That you loved it. Why didn't everybody else love it? Why did it have to go away? What did we do wrong? And then there's some. There was a great place over in Ruidoso that burned down. To my knowledge, they haven't rebuilt. Barbecue joint called Can't Quit Smoking. And ironically enough, it was prophetic. It went up in flames. That place had the best carnitas that I've ever had anywhere. Anyhow, the closing of a restaurant that you hated to see go. Two Word Tuesday, State of Texas Tech Men's Basketball. We'll continue discussing the impact of the Mark Adams suspension. And I want to do something early on this, Rob, and I think you may be in agreement with me on the way I'm seeing it a little bit. 806-855-3712 to get in. Doughboy, our resident trucker, Guns Up Trucking. He is hanging out today in in Arkansas today. Doughboy says, Rob, Doughboy here, I feel your pain.
I'm sure
talking
he does.
About
yeah.
driving.
So a lot more than I do, yeah. I'm sure.
Shout out Guns Up Trucking. Okay, one of the things right off the bat I want to say about the suspension, how it's being reported in some areas, and how it's being thought about. Folks, this has nothing to do with Mark Adams allegedly quoting scripture or non-scripture. And by the way, journalists, when you write Bible in your story, big B. Okay? Big B. Rob, this has nothing to do. He could have been quoting Bob Hope. He could have been quoting Malcolm X. He could have been quoting anybody.
Right.
This is not about religious freedom. Now, what I find, and, you know, I had a texter and a viewer, I think, on the Daily Broadcast, too, bring this up. You know who's trying to castigate it that way? It looks like it's Mark Adams who wants people to think he's being punished. I was just reading scripture. That's all I was doing. I was just giving a little pep talk out of the Bible. But that's not what this is about. And anybody who tries to spin it that way is wrong. This is not about religious freedom. This is none of that. But as one of the audience members said, they find it kind of disgusting that apparently he's going to try to hide behind that potentially and make it look that way. Because, folks, that ain't the deal. That's not what is transpiring right here. And I don't know if you agree with me on that, Rob, or not, but the more I have seen that since Sunday, the more distasteful it has grown to me.
Well, and the only two publications that went with that immediately are publications that continually bury their head in the sand and only chase wedge issues because that's what they do and that's what their audience is.
Yeah. So, yeah, not surprised how it went down that way. No, not surprised. But, you know, Texas Tech people are going to have to do a very good job of controlling the narrative on this. That's not spin. You can call it spin if you want to.
Yeah.
But it's controlling the message.
Narrative is a negative connotation nowadays.
Yeah, I know. And I'm trying to find a better phraseology.
Texas Tech needs to tell the truth.
Hey, I like that. That's odd. I don't think we can do that, though.
Yeah.
Lawyers won't let you do that. 806-855-3712. Hey, guys, Texter says, I totally forgot with all the Mark Adams talk yesterday. Did you by chance read the work of fiction by Pac-12 writer Canzano? Texter, you're going to have to be a lot more specific than that, because that would mean I'd have to read everything he writes. By the way, Rob, why are we not on the Big 12 payroll?
We need to get there.
Because apparently there is a story going around that George Klyakov and the Pac-12 are paying media types to spin for the conference, to put out good stuff. Now, there's one guy that it just sure as hell looks like that's what he's doing on Twitter. I'm not going to give his name. You guys may have seen it in some places.
He blocked us.
Yeah, I'm blocked.
He blocked us because we dared say that some Pac-12 members might be getting money. He's not a journalist. He's a PR guy.
Yes.
His bio says Pac-12. It's painfully obvious what that guy is doing.
And it sure makes me wonder, has Consano and Wilner been on the take from the Pac-12? Are they getting money?
By the way, breaking news, the Gambling Gauchos will be talking to John Wilner tonight at 6 p.m.
See, and I saw, are you having to pay him?
No, we're not paying him.
So I saw that yesterday. I thought maybe you guys were just trolling.
No, it's real.
He's really going to join you.
Yeah, and we asked if anything was off limits, and he said nothing. So
very good.
We'll try to ask him some
Do you
questions.
Look at this kind of like maybe an intervention to try to save him?
I will bring up...
This is the lifeline to save his career?
I will bring up that he can do the Big 12 hotline.
But he's got to pay the Gambling
we'll
Gauchos
it
for it. All right, messages stacking up. We'll go ahead and take the break just a tick early, so we can get to as many of them on the other side as we can. The closing of a restaurant that you hated to see go, what would that be? That's our Hat Tip Cooking Channel, Best Thing Ever Ate, great show topic today. Two Word Tuesday, State of Tech Men's Basketball, Day 3 Mark Adams suspension. You want to talk baseball, we can do that. Pac-12, it's all out there today. So take us where you want to go today, 806-855-3712. It's a quick timeout. We're taking you till 1 o'clock today here in the Arctic Air Studios. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:20. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Going till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. You listen in on ESPN 960 San Angelo. Talk 103.9 FM News, Money Sports in Lubbock. Hat Tip Cooking Channel, Best Thing You Ever Ate Today. After the fire at Brian's Steakhouse in Lubbock, give us the closing of a restaurant that you hated to see go, that pained you, literally pained you just a bit, then it was no longer there for you. Two-word Tuesday topic. We give you the topic. You give us two words at State of Tech Men's Basketball. And we continue to look at the suspension of Mark Adams. We'll kind of ponder about the potential timeline all of this today as well. Anything else that's on your mind, use the text line 806-855-3712. Texter says, Doughboy checking in again. Chelsea Street Pub, for one, place that just went away. A great Christmas Eve tradition for me and my wife. And then I guess down where he is, no Fuddruckers. We still got the Fuddruckers here in the Hubaplex down there on a slide.
Is that open?
Isn't it?
I don't know. I
thought it was still there.
I've driven by it a couple times and it doesn't look open, ooh, but I think it is.
Okay.
I might just be being mean.
Oh, okay. That's like, I lost another one?
I probably drove around in the midday.
Yeah.
Or in the morning. Wasn't full yet.
Texter, I am amazed. I assume he's talking about Mark Adams. He's taking the religious high ground with his history, but what do I know? Yeah, what do we know? What do we know? Texter, I'm so proud of both of you guys saying this. This isn't a Bible issue. Quote Colossians 3:23, Jeremiah 29:11, Proverbs 3:5-6, anything other than something with trigger words of master and slave. And also, Texter says, while I'm on this, we need some boundaries for some boosters and donors. You were amazing in your careers, not at coaching basketball. Stay in your lane and continue to write checks that we appreciate. What if these boosters have the best interest of the program in mind? What if the boosters actually do know what's going on? Again, this isn't about 5-13? Yeah.
Yes.
This isn't about 5-13. It's not. Texter, Two Word Tuesday, moving forward. and says, one thing I have learned is that regardless of how much I think I know about a situation, there's always more to the story. There's much more to the story. We are we in agreement here today that it is impossible for Mark Adams to remain as Texas Tech men's basketball coach?
Yes.
That
two reasons.
The program is just tanked if he stays.
Two reasons. First off, in the press release, Texas Tech said, this is unacceptable.
Right.
That's the first reason. So you can't go back on that.
You can't go back on that. Say it's unacceptable.
Second reason, Mark Adams will not apologize.
You know, and he was adamant in his Jeff Goodman interview that he did not apologize, which I continue to point out to people, that completely contradicts the statement of his current employer, whom he is suspended for working with.
He also did not apologize or say he didn't spit in a player's face.
He just doesn't remember the slobbering.
No.
He doesn't
remember saying something.
He doesn't remember saying something.
He doesn't. No, he doesn't remember saying what was said that he said.
Yeah.
There was no denial that it happened. And again, I don't like the word spitting there because that seems like he hocked a loogie in some guy's face like a disrespectful thing. He was just screaming so loud and so closely in the huddle that spit was flying out of his mouth.
And I mean, we've seen that. You know. More common or not, on a football sideline.
Right.
I mean, I have become so agitated and demonstrative that, I've had spittle fly out of my mouth at different times. Texter on a closing of a restaurant that you hated to see go. Zentner's Daughter's Steakhouse in San Angelo. Great hamburgers. Hated to see it go, says the Texter. I mean, that was an institution, and if you were lucky enough to be playing down that way and your coaches like you enough, you got to go there. Texter on Two Word Tuesday says, from what I hear, life support. All right, now, remember this. The Two Word Tuesday topic is state of the program. Tech basketball is not on life support. There's nothing wrong with this program that can't be fixed with a change in leadership. But the fundamentals of the program, and I think this is why some people are so passionate about it. This is why the people with NIL and the donors and you name it that are so passionate about it is because they know there's nothing fundamentally broke about Tech basketball. Everything is there. You're in line with the best in the country when it comes to NIL. You have facilities that 95% of the country would just die for. You got plenty of money to pay. You have fan support. I mean, was there a five-win league team anywhere around the country that had fan support like Texas Tech had this year? No.
No. Duke.
Carolina.
Did they win?
I don't know. I don't know what they ended up winning there. But so that's one of the reasons why I wanted to put it out there as the state of men's basketball, as opposed to specifically Mark Adams' career right now. It's not that bad. It can be fixed. And is there a sport that can be turned around more quickly than basketball? No. No, there's not. 100%. Rob, when this job becomes open the way I believe it will, you'll have coaches walking across hot coals and shards of glass to get to Lubbock, Texas to coach in the Big 12 at Texas Tech. The applicant pool, I think, is going to be fantastic because they know.
It allegedly was fantastic when Beard left.
Mm-hmm.
They went with Adams, and a lot of it was guys trying to get raises, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But any coach not in the Big 12 or the Power 6 wants to move up to Texas Tech, for sure. And there are a lot of coaches, I bet, wanting a second chance that would love to come to Texas Tech. Sean Miller is one. I don't know that conversation has been had, but Sean Miller at Xavier.
Xavier, the X-Men.
His Arizona time has... he was acquitted? What's the word?
That's probably the best word.
The NCAA cleared him, of any wrongdoing. So he would be available. Now, would you want to go from scandal to hiring a guy previously in scandals? Because now you're back-to-back quote unquote scandals.
Scandal guys.
A lot of people are saying Rick Pitino. There's no way that happens. You can't go from this to that. In my opinion.
No, you can't.
Oh, you could.
Well, yeah.
You could. Obviously, the Chris Beard story is happening. I'm not sure that the hiring would happen, no, but the story
is happening. The silliness of the story being put out there is happening.
So, it's interesting.
Two Word Tuesday, texter says, clean house, and then Shakey's Pizza gets their nomination for a restaurant that they lost that they loved. Another texter, Harrigan's loved their Sunday brunch, especially the blueberry mini, not just blue, mini blueberry muffins. Tech basketball, semi-controlled chaos. Be very interesting to see how they play tomorrow, by the way. Texter says, the restaurant I missed today was the Sirloin for Steaks, Amarillo Highway and Q. That was before I-27. Massive buttered cheese rolls generously handed over to the to those waiting and those who got a table. Question, why is food always tasting better when someone else is paying? I don't know. It always tastes good to me, no matter who's paying. Texter, all aboard the Mus Bus. Eric Musselman. Could you learn to love Eric Musselman? Rob, I know you,
yes.
You two have
Musselman is
a fractured relationship.
What? Who said that?
I'm just kidding.
I never said that. I've been very clear that Musselman is a tiny man with a huge ego that I hate until he was mine. I would love Eric Musselman.
Yeah, he's the kind of coach that when he's coaching somebody else, you hate him. But if he's your coach.
Yeah, he's J.J. Redick. He's Ian Kinsler.
Yeah.
You hate him on the other team, but you love if he's your guy.
Bottom of the hour break. We'll let you guys jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Admit it, you're tapping your foot like you're hitting a bass drum right now. Admit it. It's 11:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios. You're listening to San Angelo, ESPN 960, and Lubbock Talk 103.9 FM, News Money Sports. Two Word Tuesday, the topic today, State of Texas Tech men's basketball. Continue to get your thoughts on the Mark Adams suspension now on day three. The investigation goes on as Texas Tech goes to the Big 12 tournament playing West Virginia tomorrow at 6. And then we always talk food around here. Make it official on Tuesdays. Today, the closing of a restaurant that you most hated to see go. Which closing and shutdown of a restaurant pained you the most? Hi there, Nick Sports Grill and Lounge.
Poncho's in Lubbock.
Raise the flag in honor. In honor, absolutely. 806-855-3712 for you to text in. You got to use the 806 or it doesn't get to us. 855-3712.
The Native Texan in their chicken fried steak buffet?
Yeah.
All you can eat chicken fried steak. Was that Friday for lunch?
Sounds right.
One of those.
Anything that goes away that had all you can eat.
Yeah.
In some form or fashion is pretty good. Can't read that one. It's funny.
Have you seen the latest? Was that a Two Word on basketball?
Yeah. Well, sort of.
Have you seen the latest? It's not a real news account, but the latest insider putting out the four corner schools are coming to the Big 12, but not the fourth four corner school.
Leaving out Utah?
Leaving out Utah and adding San Diego State instead because they're more attractive.
While I don't know that I agree with that, although we could make the argument that you have Utah locked up with Salt Lake City and
right.
BYU. And I have no love at all for San Diego State. I would love to see that happen just to see the meltdown from the Utah people.
Oh, they would think they dodged a bullet. That's how dumb they are.
Some of them. Maybe they're coming around today.
Are they?
I don't know. By the way, speaking of today, George Klyavkov is having a meeting with the Pac-12 officials, the CEOs. Reports are differing on whether he even has anything to present firm media package deal. And I don't think he does.
No.
But that meeting is taking place today. He will probably give them 10 different wild scenarios. And that is why the Colorado Board of Regents is meeting tomorrow to consider whatever information is laid before them.
I'm surprised that Colorado is making the first move.
Aren't you?
In some ways. But in other ways, they were bold enough to hire Deion Sanders.
Yeah. Maybe there has been a shift there in the mentality embracing big-time sports. Or maybe they know they could get left behind.
They absolutely could. If they're not first, they might.
That
if Arizona is first, I think Utah and Colorado are in real trouble. But if Colorado's first, you'll still take the Arizona schools.
Right. That the best way for them to get the seat at the table is to get the first open seat.
Yes. Because I do think there are limited seats. I don't think you'll go past 16.
You shouldn't.
No.
There's no reason to.
No. You do not need to be bigger than the Big Ten or the SEC. It does not help.
And again, to your point, we'll say it one more time, keep a few spots open for East Coast teams. That if Clemson is able to derail and Florida State's able to somehow derail that conference, now you might be able to pick up a little bit out there too.
And if the Big Ten starts going one in, one out and swapping, I don't know, let's say Notre Dame for Rutgers or whatever happens, you can go one in and one out and say, all right, UCF, thanks.
Yeah.
Welcome in Miami. Like, you can start doing that if you need to.
And remember, all contracts have outs.
Yeah.
Every contract can be whatever you want to call it. Broken, not necessarily.
Well, even if they signed a grant of rights to be in, the TV deal's up in 31? It's not a long. You get to go back before the ACC.
Oh, so yeah, well,
it'll be available.
Wow, I want to say it was like a 6-year deal. So 29,
something like that.
Texter on restaurants they hated to lose. The 50-yard line, hated to see it close. Legendary, absolutely. Let's see if we missed one in here. Texter, Canzano, Pac-12 officially exploring 4 expansion schools. Oregon remains way on board with Pac-12 per source. March 3rd, it's a comedy. I'm not sure what this guy is smoking, says the texter on John Canzano. Tour Tuesday, offense reboot. Can we discuss that for a moment? That there will be a lot of push. I guess we should still say if and when Texas Tech is hiring a basketball coach for Grant McCaslin. I am fully on board, if this were Bandwagon Wednesday, I'm fully on board on moving away from anything that has to do with the Beard era, Adams, and I would like to see a bit more offensive-minded coach. That I believe styles are changing a little bit. I think the no middle is being attacked better by teams now after seeing it for 5, 6, 7 years. And I firmly believe you got to be able to score points in this league. What has the problem been this year for Texas Tech in losing all these close games? They couldn't score enough. That a lot of nights, not every night, but a lot of nights, Rob, the defense I thought was okay. But you got to be able to score some too. And with a philosophy of doing it. Not just that.
Yeah.
The philosophy.
I think with McCasland, I would not hire Grant McCasland. A lot of people like Grant McCasland. Mm-hmm. Grant McCasland unders on team totals are
just
like
a beauty.
Yeah, they're like 106, and people are telling you to bet the under. His offense, though, is more intentional. Often it looks like the Texas Tech offense is just bad. Grant McCaslin runs a really slow offense to combine with his defense. So it looks like a more complete team. I would not hire Grant McCaslin, but I would not be upset if Grant McCaslin was hired.
And I should probably say it that way, that I don't think he's a bad coach. Don't get me wrong. And I don't, really know him all that well. Seems like a good dude. But if you ask me my preference going forward, I would prefer a bit more focus on offense.
Yes.
You can always play defense.
Yeah, and there's the D2 coach everyone's talking about. There's Pat Kelsey at Charlotte, who people are calling the Joey Maguire of basketball. the fiery guy. There are a lot of options. And again, Sean Miller, Will Wade is jobless. Sean Miller's at Xavier. He would take the step up. In the last coaching search, there was a sitting Big Ten coach that reached out to you. There was, I think, at least a floating two must-bus.
Mm-hmm.
But you ultimately went with Mark Adams, so I don't know how legit any of that was, but...
Well, remember, it's a search firm.
There are options.
National search firm.
You got the guy right there, they said.
Same texter says, when is it time to discuss coaching prospects? On board with Sean Miller, need to get in front of UT if they move on from Rodney Terry. Most of what Miller did is legal now with NIL. I would say the same thing for Will Wade.
Yes, yeah.
At LSU.
Both of them. Yeah, both of them. Yeah, bagmen are boosters now.
Yeah. You changed the business card.
I will say this. Will Wade, I have kind of been joking about wanting Will Wade. He had really good rosters at LSU. He's a really good recruiter. His teams weren't very good. he's not a very good coach. So if you got
you know
if
who you
got
just
Will
described?
Wade, Chris Beard.
No.
If you got Will Wade, you'd have to get a good staff.
You described Scott Drew up until about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Holy cow, look at this roster. Look at all these guys.
Yeah.
How are they a four seed?
Until they figured out how to run the no middle defense.
Yeah. Texter on restaurants they hated to see go says, I know there's one in Amarillo, but I miss Home Plate Diner. Amen. A little fried shrimp basket. Texter, the Depot Beer Garden. Beer has protein, so we used to consider it foodish. Well, even just the Depot restaurant was really good. You know? Another texter, I miss Home Plate Diner and Lone Wolf Cafe. Good places that need to come back. What's the story on Lone Wolf? That was kind of one of your haunts, wasn't it?
Lone Wolf, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. That would be one of mine that died too soon.
Is there anything over there now? I'm drawing a blank. I'm drawing a blank.
At Lone Wolf?
On what? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Mar e Tierra.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Which I think is like land and sea.
Two-word Tuesday texter goes with speed bump. To describe the state of Tech men's basketball. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. This doesn't have to be a derailment. This doesn't have to be, again, the underpinnings are solid in this program.
Yes. But if you don't have the correct driver, a speed bump can do serious damage.
Yes, it can. Also, they go with El Jalapeno for the restaurant. Texter, dear bro, how are you? I am fine.
I'm good, too. Thank you.
How long have you been warring with one John Wilner? I can't wait until you talk with him. I've got the popcorn ready.
Funny thing is I've never warred publicly with John Wilner. I just make fun of him on this show. Maybe I need to admit that tonight.
Yeah.
But I will say, people expecting like Shannon Sharp, Skip Bayless debate, that's not going to happen.
That's not how you guys roll.
We're very cordial. Even when we had Jeff Goodman on.
I was about to say.
We just try to explain our side and then get their side explained. So if you're expecting fireworks, I doubt that'll happen. I won't speak for Kyle there, but people will probably listen to the interview and be like, oh, you guys didn't press enough. It's like, oh, well, that's not what we do. We just are going to have a conversation.
Exactly. But it's going to be good.
Hopefully, yeah.
About what time do you think people will be able to access that?
You know, we'll interview him at 6, so okay. I'll probably put up right after.
Okay,
so tonight.
I've got a national hit later on tonight, so I want to make sure I'm free. Texters are on the text line, 806-855-3712. Two-word Tuesday, State of Texas Tech Men's Basketball. Also, the closing of a restaurant that you hated to see go in honor of Brian's Steakhouse. We hope it's not gone. We don't believe it will be. And then a lot of Tech basketball. Don't forget baseball playing later on today, 2 o'clock out there at Danlaw Field against New Mexico. New Mexico, the highest scoring team runs per game in the country. Tech is 4th. There might be a few runs out there today. Texter wants to know, would there be any interest in trying to lure Rick Barnes away from Tennessee? No, not to me. Not really. Here's the best line I've heard about Rick Barnes, Rob, and I'm going to kind of blow this, but I heard somebody say this a couple of weeks ago. Rick Barnes is like the flu. His teams are like the flu. They come on strong in November, really begin to peak in January, and by March, It's all gone. And that's pretty much the history of Rick Barnes, I think, when you look at it. We got to take the time out. We'll finish up hour number one of Two Strong with you today. Good chance for you to jam up that text line, 806-855-3712. Use the 806 so you make sure we get it, 855-3712. We'll finish up hour number one of Two Strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Breaux.
Action update on Talk 1340. Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The Saints and former Raiders quarterback Derek Carr have reportedly agreed to a four-year contract worth up to $150 million. He played nine seasons for the Raiders. He holds numerous team records, including passing touchdowns and yards. He's reunited with coach Dennis Allen, who coached the Raiders when Carr was drafted. Early odds for Super Bowl 58, Kansas City plus 600, Buffalo plus 850. Right now, the Raiders, one of several teams, that's a plus $4,000 bet. The Seahawks and Geno Smith have agreed to a three-year contract extension. Right now, Seattle's a plus $7,000 bet to in Super Bowl 58. The longest odds, Houston plus 20,000, Arizona plus 18,000. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment, hour number one, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Breaux. Got you to 1 o'clock here, ESPN 960 San Angelo, Talk 103.9 FM. News Money Sports, Two Word Tuesday, State of Tech Men's Basketball, question of the day. And the closing of a restaurant you hated to see go. We hated to see Brian's Steakhouse have to endure a fire yesterday. Hopefully everything will be all right. It scared me, though. Got me thinking about the ones that are gone that you hated to see go. 50-yard line in Gardski, says one texter. You guys can get on the text line, 806-855-3712. Another texter, maybe Will Wade was a great recruiter because he cheated better than everyone. Let's see how he recruits with a level playing field. My two cents. Valid point. But
very valid.
Everybody's cheating a little, right?
Yeah, well, college especially basketball. In the SEC.
Yeah.
It's not like it he was the only more. One doing the SEC. Yeah. So, but again, like I said, great rosters.
Yeah, but
he's not
coaching.
A great coach. So, we'll see. I again, that would mostly be a joke. I would like a Will Wade hire. I would like a Sean Miller hire. I would be okay with the Grant McCaslin hire. The two names from lower level, the Charlotte coach and the D2 coach, McCollum,
yeah,
I would not be opposed to. I would be opposed probably to Rick Pitino. I'm personally opposed to Chris Beard because I don't want that circus.
No, and nobody at Texas Tech does. Yeah. So it's such a non-starter.
Yeah.
He interviewed allegedly for the Ole Miss job yesterday. It's his for the taking if he wants it. Texter, Shrimp Galley, great fried shrimp, absolutely the very best French fries in Lubbock in the last 30 years, says washed up guy. That was solid. Although when my son was little, he had a great great palate. He would eat. He wasn't those fussy eaters. I mean, he would eat grown-up food. And he decided one day he wanted to have some shrimp, so we went over there. And the boy ate him some shrimp. And then, Rob, you can imagine what happened later on that evening. We ran out of sheets to wash after the puke festival.
Yeah, the last time I had shrimp, I was under like 16 blankets and a cold sweat.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Texture.
I hadn't had shrimp yet since.
Felt so bad for the little guy.
Oh, my gosh.
He couldn't do anything about it.
When you, yeah.
Mm.
Hit or miss, man. Mostly miss.
Parenting fun, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
The stuff you can clean up.
Did you have the did y'all ever do the bowl? Like the kitchen bowl that is also used for popcorn later. Oh, like yeah. you also have it as the puke bowl. I never liked that.
No.
I never used that bowl.
It needs one purpose.
Yeah.
Two words, says the texter. Getting better. Also, Miss Gardsky's on Broadway. Yeah, man. I mean, a Lubbock institution that should never have gone away.
Somebody mentioned, funny we're doing this, somebody mentioned Bennigan's over the weekend.
Huh.
That they missed Bennigan's.
I don't ever remember Lubbock having a Bennigan's.
I didn't either, but... Maybe he wasn't meaning Lubbock.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Well, Texter, Rob, he's giving it to us. Wants to, demanding to know, Rob.
Okay.
Why aren't we talking about Eric Musselman with the Roodhogs in Fayetteville becoming the next head coach at Tech? I believe we have the last 2 days.
Yeah. And again, well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Texas Tech is an attractive job. He's in a good place at Arkansas.
Yeah.
He's getting paid really well at Arkansas because they gave him a huge raise two years ago.
Yeah.
Interesting timing. I just mentioned that maybe there was a floating that got him a raise around the Texas Tech opening.
Yeah, what could it have been?
If you win here in basketball, Texas Tech will pay you like a top 10 coach nationally.
Yep.
If you've won before, Texas Tech might make that your first contract, but that has not been the history of Texas Tech. So I don't think you're going to go get a sitting guy that you have to outpay outrageously to get here without success here first.
Yeah, at least you'll have $7 million to work with initially.
But I do think, absolutely, I do think Texas Tech can go pay a coach $5 million. But it would have to be the right coach.
Right.
And that is not generally how they operate. I'm not saying they can't. I'm just saying in the past that's not generally how they've operated.
They didn't do it with Joey McGuire. They bought him on the cheap.
And Matt Wells and Mark Adams and Chris Beard when he got here.
Yeah.
Now, Chris Beard worked his way up to a top 10 national contract. I believe just behind Bill Self and maybe Huggins in the Big 12.
I think you're correct.
But Huggins has been there for 20 years.
Yeah.
And I think since Scott Drew maybe has gotten a raise, I mean, he won a national championship.
You'd like to think they, you know,
but you can't, perked it up a little. You can't know their salaries because they're private.
Yes, it's illegal.
So I think there are opportunities to go hire a big name, but that does not mean that I think Texas Tech will hire a big name.
Texter, Taco Village with the cheese chili relleno and the beef chili relleno sauce. Oh, man, Taco Village over there off of 3rd and Q.
Yeah. Something I didn't get to update you on about my time in Houston was the food.
Oh, yeah.
Went to a place right by Minute Maid called Cobo's and had a brisket quesadilla that was so good. I went back the next day and had their birria tacos. And then we, for the table, we had the Boudin mac and cheese brisket quesadilla.
That's yeah. A lot going on right there.
Yes. It didn't taste much Boudin, but it was incredible. And then also had the biggest chili relleno of my life at Irma's, and it was incredible as well.
Mm. I had pizza rolls the other night, but they were in the air fryer, so they were spectacular. 806-855-3712. Top of the hour break. Closing of a restaurant that you most hated to see go. Two Word Tuesday, State of Tech Men's Basketball. Tech Baseball, if you want to talk some of that the next hour, we can. Anything else that's on your mind, including the demolition of the Pac-12? 806-855-3712. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro.
Have you ever heard the expression, the customer is always right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, here I am, the customer.
That's not our policy. You have to order something from the lunch menu.
I don't want lunch. I want breakfast.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm really sorry.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm really sorry, too.
Get a gun!
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Congrats to us. We've done it again. We've turned morning into afternoon here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM. It's Two Word Tuesday. We give you a topic. You give us two words on it. Then you may pontificate even more. Today's topic, the state of Tech men's basketball. And it is day three of the Mark Adams suspension, the ongoing investigation, with Texas Tech headed to the Big 12 tournament, playing tomorrow at 6 against West Virginia. Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing I ever ate. Great show. Today's question, after the fire there at Brian's Steakhouse here in Lubbock, give us the closing of a restaurant that hurt you the most, that you hated to see go, that pained you to this day. 806-855-3712. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. The show never ends. Follow us there, at Ryan Hyatt Media, and then hang out with us tonight around 6:30-ish. We'll have a little Diamond Talk action probably for you as Tech baseball there. But if you miss anything we do, including previous daily broadcast, highly interactive online broadcast, go to our website, theraiderland.com. He's Rob Bro, a third of the Gambling Gauchos. He is the host of the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 Monday through Fridays on Talk 103.9 FM. So follow him on Twitter, at Rob Bro Show, and then download the app for KKM, get KKM.com or wherever you get them. That way, if you're outside the area, you can keep on listening. So a lot of things going on today, several things we just haven't even gotten to yet. By the way, there will be a Big 12 tournament. We'll have much discussion on that tomorrow because it's going to be one of the most interesting and watched tournaments, I think, around the country here in championship week. So get them going on the text line, Rob. We got them stacking up here. Texter, two-word Tuesday, finally free. Said, I always liked the Genghis Grill, closed in my hometown area, and Lubbock. That was a good one, too. The concept was good. I don't know what the problem is with that place across from the mall. It's not that hard to get to, I don't think. Seemed good. Get to choose your own protein, make your own bowl there.
Yeah, that had to be a money-losing operation, though, with the strategery that went into loading up all the proteins.
Same texter says, our next coach needs to be a P6 head coach, not a D2 head coach, unproven assistant, or unemployed, scandal-ridden coach. This isn't football where we are coming off the worst decade and needed someone to put life back into the program. Our facilities are top-notch. Fan engagement is amazing, and there is NIL money. We can get a great hire. Preach!
Just because you don't currently coach in the Power 6 doesn't mean you're not a great coach.
Yeah.
But I agree.
I understand the sentiment, though, that you don't have to go shopping there.
But if you do, I don't think it's a negative.
Texter on closing restaurants, 50-yard line. Another one. Tell me y'all remember Mickey's Steakhouse on Indiana. I truly do. Had some banana pudding there.
Nice.
Back in the day. Very good. Texter, Zentner's daughter, closing to that. Mentioned that. Mejor que nada. San Angelo restaurants.
Okay.
Texter, Juniors in Kingsland, the brisket mac and cheese chimichanga is one of the best things I've ever eaten in my life. I need to hear that about Kingsland. That's Arkansas, isn't it? Kingsland, Arkansas? Is that the hometown of Corey Carr? Texter, Furs and Heidi Ho. Heidi Ho Burger, get you a buddy burger. Two words, new coach. And will Tony Batee, Coach James Dickey, and Lakers coach Darvin Ham help pick the next head coach for Tech? If not, I believe they should help. Why? I'm intrigued. I mean, Darvin's busy right now. The dude's busy.
Yeah, he would take you missed him.
I mean, they're wanting them to help pick the next head coach, not to be the coach, but to help pick.
Oh. No.
Why?
If you want, no.
Yeah. How bent out of shape would the KU fans get if the media started tweeting that Tech is in serious conversations with Bill Self?
Very.
Yeah.
They wouldn't.
No, I think they'd be very excited. I think all the Kansas fans would en masse go on social media and say, we are so thankful for what Bill has done, and we think it's time for him to, you know, spread his wings and go to a better program and see if he can do, you know, what he's done here in Lawrence, in small-town Kansas, you know, see if he can do that in a big metropolitan audience with a big, big school.
Just like Roy Williams.
Yes. Yes, exactly like Roy Williams. How many assistant coaches would you like to see stay? Sutton, Williams, Green. I'm supporting that young I'm supposing that young Adams is losing his job also. All will be gone. And let me say this out loud. All should be gone. Sorry, new broom sweeps clean.
Yeah. I think those are all really good coaches.
I agree.
And if the new coach came in and wanted to retain somebody, I wouldn't be opposed to it. But I do think that there was too much carryover from the last program into this when you tried to be the last program too hard.
Right.
I think you can start over. Not start over, start fresh.
Yeah.
And well, keep the momentum.
Okay, here's my deal. If the new coach does come in and say they want to keep somebody, that's fine. But it cannot be a condition of employment that you've got to keep this guy. We want to keep. No.
Right.
Every new coach from a 2A high school to the NFL, every coach should have the opportunity to control every aspect of the program, their staff, their hire, their support group, all the way down to the administrative assistant answering the phones. It should be that person's latitude and leeway.
Maybe Sean Sutton is just the new Tommy McVay, and he's going to last through five or six head coaches.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it.
Be here forever.
Well, that's a great example. We've seen it.
Yeah.
And, hey, there is something to be said for institutional knowledge. I'm not knocking that.
Right.
But I am just saying from the standpoint of Tech should never tell a head coach, you have to hire X.
Right.
Texter's on the text line, by the way. 806-855-3712.
Especially if it's Sean Miller or a guy like that who has vast knowledge. Now, if you do hire the D2 guy, and McCollum is his name, Ben McCollum. If you hire him, maybe you help him with the staff. But, again, you need to hire a guy who has a plan.
Mm-hmm.
There's been talks that McCasland has a Joey-esque
binder
that has impressed a lot of people. But again, has he been Latrelled? Because he's been at UNT 2 years after I thought he would get hired somewhere, and nobody's hired him. Why not?
Yeah.
Maybe he's waiting for a job like Texas Tech. Maybe he feels like he needs to be in Texas. Though I would say regional ties matter the least. Probably in men's college basketball.
Agreed.
Men specifically. I think you could absolutely recruit regionally in women's basketball, but, I mean, look at the roster right now. It's not...
It's a national roster.
Yeah, it's
look
not
where people are from.
Yeah, so, there's options. Now, there's a lot of great basketball players in Texas you should know and be good with, but you have to imagine a jump in recruiting just from UNT to Texas Tech. You have a lot more resources.
Yeah.
A lot more resources.
Another texter on closing of restaurants that they hated to see go. Zentner's Daughter Steakhouse, San Angelo. Oilers used to eat there when they had their training camp there.
We should have set a line on Zentner Daughter.
Zentner, yeah, with our San Angelo audience in that. Oh, man. Yeah, the Oilers, so when Bum Phillips was there in the 70s, they would train down there. Popular stop for coaches in this area that were going to coaching school.
Yep.
In Houston, particularly during that era, to stop off either on the way or on the way back.
Or San Angelo.
Or San Angelo for a wonderful coaches clinic. Bum ends up, you know, there in New Orleans. And Rob, in the early 80s, we were this close to getting the Saints training camp in Lubbock. He wanted to do it. Tech wouldn't go for it.
Ugh.
They said, they came up with every possible reason. It'll ruin our practice field. You know, we can't use the dorms that way. Because that's where players used to stay on college campuses.
Right.
I mean, Midwestern State, you're Dallas Cowboy world champions living in the dorms in Wichita. And every roadblock was thrown up and they just said, fine, whatever, we're not going to do it. But true story. They wanted to do it. Oh, well. Texter Stubbs in Lubbock. Amen.
That's the original.
Good barbecue. The original, even the second one.
People forget.
Yeah, the one on East Broadway and then the second one. Let's see. Texter talking about Genghis Grill. You could always find Hollywood Mike Reiner at Genghis Grill in Old Town Shopping Center in Dallas. Always looking at baseball box scores for his radio show because baseball is a talking sport. Texter on Kingsland. It's Kingsland, Texas. Llano County in the Hill Country. Okay. I was thinking maybe it was Arkansas. We do have Arkansas listeners from time to time. Is the county line still in business? I dated a girl that worked there back in the late 90s. The restaurant is still there, but it's changed ownership and changed names.
Yeah.
And I can't for the life of me think of the name of it right now. It was like EJ's Barbecue for a little while, and I can't think of what they're calling it. Restaurant I didn't want to see close. Shakey's Pizza and Buffet, yeah.
Well, you threw me off there. Where's County Line?
Out there by the airport, by the County Line.
Where you okay.
Turn left. They got okay, the peacocks okay. out there.
Yeah.
Restaurant I didn't want to see close. Shakey's, great stuff. Thankfully, a lot of chefs at restaurants here in San Angelo used to work there, and they brought back the Rojo. Good call.
Nice.
Tater wedges, tater skins. Original national kind of buffet type deal when it comes to pizza there with wonderful Shakey's Pizza. Had one in Lubbock for a long time. It was cool. 806-855-3712. Cruising up our first time out of hour number two. Good time for you guys to get on the text line. We can discuss the two-word Tuesday topic, which is state of men's basketball. The closing of a restaurant you hated to see go. Not our Brian's Steakhouse that we don't believe it's gone. Pac-12 demise, you got some thoughts on that? We can explore that and then take baseball. Maybe you want to talk about the Red Raiders and the Lobos, Los Lobos in town today. 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Breaux. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Breaux. Got you to 1 o'clock Arctic Air Studios. I almost came back and said, you know, final segment of the day. We've had so much show up to this point, Rob, that I feel like we're doing like two or three shows all in one day with everything that's going on. 806-855-3712. Don't forget the Rob Breaux Show comes your way from 1 to 2 Monday through Friday on Talk 103.9 FM in Lubbock. If you live outside the area, download the app, kkm.com. You can keep on listening. Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing ever, right? We always talk food on Tuesdays around here. The closing of a restaurant you hated to see go. Two-word Tuesday, State of Texas Tech Basketball. Day three, Mark Adams suspension. We got Tech Baseball. And as the Pac-12 burns, George Klyakov, the final commissioner of the Pac-12, set to allegedly, apparently, I feel like we've had to say allegedly a lot this week, provide some sort of information to the CEOs of the Pac-12 today there at the Pac-12 basketball tournament that will in turn allow them to have a very clear and informed picture on what their media rights possibilities are. So join us on the text line. Make sure you use the 806 or we don't get it. 855-3712. Text on said text line. Two words, losing sinners. I'm not a religious man, but I'm sure whatever Adams quoted is outdated information, just like a lot of the good book. Perhaps I would defer to a religious man to explain to you the enduring word of the good book and that it is not outdated. And once more, shall we say, Mark Adams is not suspended for quoting Scripture. That's not why Mark Adams is suspended today. This has nothing to do with religion, religious freedom, or the free exercise thereof. Ooh, good one here, Rob. El Papagayo, 34th and Slide. You know how long it was, and I even took Spanish at Coronado. I had no idea. And they had one out there. El Papagayo, penguin. Not penguin, a parrot. I had no idea that's what it was. They didn't tell us what parrot was in Spanish. Now, this is funny, because I had not seen this text before I read the last one. Also, a texter says, also three parrots in San Angelo. Went back a few years after I was stationed there, excited to eat there again, only to find out they'd been shut down. I'm just fascinated that there was a place called Three Parrots in San Angelo. We need more information. Any of our San Angelo people, give us the history of Three Parrots. Did the guy have three parrots when he opened the restaurant? Maybe he made money off three parrots and was able to open the restaurant? Okay, thank you, alert texter. The restaurant out there where the county line used to be, Escondido Grill. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. Texter says, missed the Brittany and sirloin for steaks. Had to eat sirloin by 7 p.m. After 7, the cigarette smoke so thick you could not see the kitchen door where the mouthwatering cheese rolls would appear from. It still amazes me, and I am 100% against smoking bans as forced upon restaurants and business owners by the government. I think it should be 100% their choice if you choose to. I can choose to go wherever I want to go. But just back in the day, the idea of a smoking section and a non-smoking section separated by air. Yeah. No, that's not going to cross over here. Or that you would just, it was just, you were just so used to it that it wasn't until after a lot of restaurants went smoke-free that you begin to notice it. And now when you walk in, Rob, you've been in a lot of hotel rooms lately. I don't know if this has happened to you. You get one, because I always, if given the option, I say, non-smoking, please. Well, apparently, to some hotels, Rob, that means, oh, just non-smoking for you. But the last person, it was a smoking room.
Yeah.
Do you ever notice that, walk into one? I've changed rooms a couple of times over the years.
That's what happens when you buy, through a website and not through the actual hotel.
Yeah.
A little crossways every once in a while. I went to one that looked really good on this particular website, and when I showed up, it was not as good.
No,
I should have known by the price, but it was that was a frustrating experience.
You're like, we're trying to figure out how they took the pictures and what angle they shot them from.
Yeah, it was not the same place, or it was like when it was first built 10 years ago.
Yeah,
because there were a lot more things around it too.
Yeah, I've been burned a few times over the years on hotels that you think, oh, that'll be okay.
And yeah. That was just a one-nighter, though, so I wasn't too worried about it. If I'm staying just one night, I do not care about the hotel at all.
Yeah.
If I'm there for more than a night, I am overpaying, generally, for the experience.
Texters are now morphing the food topic into their own topic.
As they do.
Texter says, restaurant I want to see close. Long John Silver's. Who's keeping them in business other than Catholics on Fridays during Lent? What do we got against the Cracklins over there at Long John Silver, man?
I've not been to Long John Silver's in a long time, but I used to frequent it because it was close to my old job.
Yeah, that was not a high school staple.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that was seafood.
Certainly. Certainly in high school, we got it every once in a while. Extra Krispies.
And that good malt vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
Texter, another one that they hate to see close, the Lone Wolf and their 59-cent tacos. Rob, how many 59-cent tacos could you eat?
30 in a sitting.
Yeah?
In 30 minutes.
And you didn't even get a T-shirt.
No.
You didn't get your picture on a wall.
No, they should have named a challenge after me.
Exactly. Then you and your buddies putting out others.
That was dangerous, by the way.
Texter says it was called Three Parrots Taco Shop. No word on if it had parrots, but it was a good hot spot after Angelo State sports games for their post-game radio shows and parties. Three Parrots Taco Shop. I'm just kind of trying to picture it. It seems like it would have been a fun place. I wonder what the backstory was on it going away. 806-855-3712 for you guys to join the program. We've talked about today with the Colorado Board of Regents meeting tomorrow, Klyakov today. Rob, I'm fully expecting by about 5 o'clock, maybe even earlier our time, pay attention to the Jason Shears, pay attention to the Canzanos, your guy John Wilner, because that's when all of the spin from the Pac-12 is going to start, that you will begin hearing it was a great presentation. It was an awful presentation. They've got a firm deal in place that he showed them. He couldn't provide any information that you're going to see from one end of the spectrum to the other profited today by different media types and obviously paid for media PR hacks that the Pac-12 is employing right now. But I'm guessing by about 4 our time, maybe a little earlier, that we begin to see some of that stuff come out. And it'll be you. I think you've picked. You guys got the right night to have Wilner on, because the fate of the Pac-12, I think, will be sewn up this afternoon. Either there's something there, or it's not.
We'll see. It really is some interesting developments since we planned the meeting. We planned it early last week, I guess. But
right.
Interesting. It'll be interesting to see his spin.
Last week, though, he began to come around on some stuff.
He did. I wonder if he'll be I don't know. It'll be very interesting.
To me, it's like the political pundits and the pollsters who in elections have one poll trending one way, and they're telling you. And then all of a sudden, watch, right before the election, it suddenly magically begins to tighten up. And then the day before, they're going, well, obviously, this is anybody's race.
Right.
This, obviously.
What do you know?
This is too close to call after they've, you know, pumped and gunned you for months on a push poll. And then all of a sudden, they've got to bring it in line of margin because they've got to be right at the end.
I feel like I'm going to have to start every question to Wilner. Now, I don't want to mischaracterize what you've been saying, but...
Would you like a chance to clarify? All right, bottom of the hour break. Two-word Tuesday, State of Tech men's basketball. What do you got on that? During the next segment, we can talk about the potential timeline on this. Is Tech under any time deadline if they are going to make a change? The short answer is no, probably not. 806-855-3712. It's Ryan and I, it's Raiderland. Featuring Rob Bro.
She's dressed to kill in the dress he bought her. She wouldn't care if he walked in and caught her. She's come to dance, a dance.
I was never sure who was really better, either Brooks or Dunn, but they desperately needed each other. And God bless them, they kept the Judds from winning everything there for a while. Thank you, Brooks and Dunn, for ending America's nightmare. It's Ryan High. It's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. We got you till 1 o'clock. Then it is indeed the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM. News, money, sports. We're in the Arctic Air Studios talking Two Word Tuesday. State of Texas Tech basketball. Give us two words to describe it. You can continue on about everything else that's going on. Suspension day 3, Mark Adams. And then Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing ever ate. The closing of a restaurant that you hated to see go. Which pained you the most? That one day all of a sudden it was gone. How could they do this to me? 806-855-3712. As the Pac-12 burns, we can continue to get your thoughts on that. I think it's going to be a very big 24 hours. Texter on the text line. The previous texter who believes the word is outdated, he'd be interested to know that the Bible is the best-selling book every year. Factual. Texter. What's former OU let's try this again for the English audience. What's former CU regent Heidi Ganahl saying, get her on the gambling gauchos? Should I know her? Is there a reason why I should be familiar with her?
I'm not.
So
she can come on.
Yeah, whatever. Texter is still grieving over Luby's Furs and Piccadilly Cafeteria downtown Lubbock in the early 60s. Did you notice a pattern here? Yeah. Piccadilly, before my time, but a Lubbock legend on that. 806-855-3712. Jam up the text line right now. All right, so the timeline. And we said going to break. Rob, you don't have to do anything immediately fast. It is not at a point where if you decide to make a change with Mark Adams, you got to do it tomorrow so you can run out and get a head coach. Because I sincerely hope that Texas Tech's next head coach is busy right now, right?
Yes.
That they're busy coaching in the NCAA tournament.
In college football, you want to get a jump.
You have a deadline.
Because there's recruiting and the carousel is so fast-paced. In college basketball, with the transfer portal and otherwise, you don't need to make a hire before the tournament's over.
No.
In fact, a lot of coaches make moves after the conference tournament and then for 3 weeks are waiting for coaches or otherwise to be through with the NCAA tournament.
That's exactly the way it typically plays out. And I think that whether Mark Adams is, I mean, maybe he's retained. I can't imagine how. I can't see it. But no matter when he is terminated, late March is probably the earliest that you could be looking at and filling it. So Tech's under no immediate pressure to make the call. Now, yeah. I think the pressure from the fan base will be, okay, how long is this investigation going to be? When are we going to know something up or down? But that's not from a standpoint of you have to hurry just because you're going to lose out on somebody. That's not going to be the deal. And I go back last week, I think it was last week, when Kermit Davis gets fired at Ole Miss. I'm telling you, that was a unique situation because they do have a candidate, and he apparently interviewed yesterday, that they feel like that they wanted to target and that they needed to get ahead of some other things. And that's Ole Miss specifically looking at Chris Beard. That's different. That is a different animal for Ole Miss. If you are thinking that he is your top target, you want him, and he's a free agent right now, that anybody with an opening could also, if they so choose, call him up. That's a different deal. Texas Tech is not looking at something like that. And again, I hope Texas Tech's next coach is incredibly busy during this next month. I mean, if you are hiring a coach in 2 weeks, their team wasn't very good this year.
Yeah. Or got upset and
yeah.
It's the NCAA tournament that happens.
Are you as adamant as I am that I would not consider an assistant at all? It must be a current head coach.
Current or former?
Current or former, but I'd like it to be current.
I mean, 2 years ago, I would have hired Jerome Tang.
Yeah.
And been fine with it. I think there are assistants out there that are ready.
I think your program is at a place that you can have that litmus test and say, this person needs to have very good head coaching experience.
I want the best head coach. Whoever that is.
Yeah. Would you make Jerome Tang say no?
If I was looking around the Big 12, I guess. I really liked what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little bit corny for me. I don't know. Would he play well with him trying to tell the fans not to be mean?
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
He did at Kansas State on top of the scorer's table after a huge win. I don't know. I think he's a great fit in Manhattan. Is he a great fit in Lubbock? I don't know.
Yeah.
I certainly highly respect him as a coach. TJ Otzelberger, would you make him say no? You could triple his salary.
Oh, easily.
He's been recruiting really well and has another top 15, top 10 class in Ames. In Ames?
By the way, that's one team I wouldn't be shocked to see them win the Big 12 tournament.
Yeah. Them or Kansas.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a stab at Rodney Terry?
I'd be intrigued.
If they don't hire him?
I would certainly talk to him, you know?
So, I don't know. I honestly do not know. I probably wouldn't have Rodney Terry high up on my list. I don't think I'd want a sitting Big 12 coach. Though if they have some success,
mm-hmm.
If Bob Huggins is looking for a new opportunity, I wouldn't be wildly on board with that, but I also wouldn't be off the train. I'm coming around on Grant McCasland.
Are you?
2 weeks ago, I would have said hell no to him, but they've finished really strong this year, and I think that's helped me. But again, that's Conference USA, so it's a different animal, but he believes he can win, and I think Baylor would be the only job that he would look to leave for.
Yeah, and it's going to be open anytime soon.
He's a little Baylor bold. So I will say I'm fine with the sitting D2 coach. I'm fine with the Charleston coach. I would love Sean Miller. I would be intrigued by Will Wade because I think the recruiting would pick up. I think he'd be the best recruiter in Texas Tech history.
Mm.
Of course, you've only had one great one. I'm talking about in the recruiting era.
Right.
Yeah. You had a lot of great players at Texas Tech, but like in the internet era where stars are available.
The 2000 on.
Right.
The last 23 years.
Now, Bob Knight was a great recruiter, obviously. Hall of Fame coach and everything else.
He was decent.
I guess since then, in the internet era. I don't want people texting on the show Rob just, he's so young, he doesn't know anything.
I forgot about Kirky Ogles bringing in Jeff Knowles and Vince Taylor. 806-855-3712. Texter, is the Copper Caboose still open in Lubbock? I'd go there to eat with my grandmother when I visited her in Leveland. It is, there are two versions, but the one across from campus is long gone. Texter, the White Pig shakes were amazing. All in the name of progress. The old Pink Pig had to go away right down there for the Marsha Sharp Freeway. That was painful. Speaking of Brooks and Dunn, hey, Rob, what are the odds this texter sent this in before the last bumper music?
Let's see.
The thing that always amused me about Brooks and Dunn is that they are named Ronnie Dunn and Kix Brooks, and if you look at them, the one that looks like a Kix and the other looks like a Ronnie, but it's not how their names line up. They should have swapped names to avoid confusion among the fans. Never really thought about that. But, yeah.
There you go.
Texter says, Jerome Tang just doesn't excite me. Well, I'm sure Jerome will be disappointed to hear that. Doughboy texting in again. Resident Trucker, shout out Guns Up Trucking. Who's the Joey McGuire of college basketball? Joey McGuire. I mean, if he coached college basketball, he'd be a great college basketball coach. If he ran a bowling alley, he'd run a great bowling alley. Texter, when does recruiting and attempting to keep your underclassmen enter into the timeline of hiring a coach? For me right now, and I've got to be careful how I answer this, I don't care about the roster right now. If they want to stay, they can stay. But I am not going to make a hire based on two or three players that are currently here.
Jerome Tang
has short-term recruiting thinking.
Two returners?
Yeah.
Like 10 new guys?
And again, a new guy may not want to work with any of these players. He may look around and go, 5-13? No.
Last year, you had four guys back and went to the Sweet 16?
Right. So I don't think you worry about... You can't let one recruiting class or even one current class dictate hiring the right guy for the long term. I just don't care.
And the next guy might have a completely different system and want brand new 13 anyways.
Yep. And I think right now these players have, I think for the most part, the ones who are going to leave know they're going to leave regardless of what happens. And the ones who want to stay are going to stay because they want to stay. They want to be at Texas Tech. Regardless of what transpires.
Right.
Hey, have you read any good books lately? We have physical proof that the Red Raiders are on their way to Kansas City and that they're bringing along some fine reading material. I don't know. For those who don't know, there was a picture of Kevin O'Banner getting on the plane, coming up the steps, and you can plainly see him reading a book entitled The Power of Positive Leadership.
I don't know about you, but do you often walk upstairs with the book flat facing cover to the front?
No.
If I'm carrying a book, I'm carrying it like either a briefcase or, you know, from the bottom, parallel with my body, or I guess perpendicular in that respect. Not forming a straight line with my hips. It's an odd picture. It seems like an intentional picture.
It looks for all the world like it was, if not staged. Staged.
Hey, take those couple of stairs again. That would be funny.
I've got to do that again. I got bad light here. Also, the bookmark was a dollar bill.
If it was unintentional.
If I were making that kind of money, I'd have a bookmark that's a dollar bill, too.
If Texas Tech basketball hadn't been so good at poking fun at the former regime for months, and even when he was here poking fun at everyone else,
right?
Like, if the Texas Tech social media team didn't have that reputation, I would say
it sure looks on brand, doesn't it?
Just a funny coincidence, but it certainly looks on brand.
I mean, of all the players.
Is that still up? It might be deleted.
I don't know. I was looking at it a second ago. We'll see if it's still there. All right, we've got to take our final timeout of the day. You guys can continue to chime in on the text line, 806-855-3712. The closing of a restaurant that hurt you the most, that you hated to see go, what restaurant was that? Two Word Tuesday, State of Texas Tech Men's Basketball. And then anything and everything that you want to discuss with us. 806-855-3712. We'll finish up the day strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Final segment on a two-word Tuesday, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro coming to you from the Arctic Air Studios on ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Give us the closing of a restaurant that you hated to see go. Two-word Tuesday, State of Texas Tech Men's Basketball. And then the Mark Adams suspension day three. The investigation ongoing. 806-855-3712. Try to get to as many text messages as we can before the Rob Bro Show rolls your way, but then it'll just roll right on into the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 here on Talk 103.9. Texter, another former Baylor assistant, Paul Mills at Oral Roberts. He shouldn't be on page 1, but where does he fall in the list of names on page 2? Interesting. He turned that program around. Been there, what, about 5 or 6 years now? The last 2 years they've been good. They're undefeated in league play, playing tonight against North Dakota State. I don't know. I'm not entirely familiar with, other than, hey, they've been pretty good. I'm not that familiar with what he does, how he does it.
Yeah.
You know?
But don't you want a head coach? Oh, I guess at Oral Roberts.
Yeah, he's the head coach at Oral Roberts.
Former Baylor assistant.
Former Baylor assistant.
I got you.
Yeah. So
apparently that was a pretty good staff.
I mean, if I were him, I'd apply.
If Corey Williams wins the Big 12 tournament, you just making him the head coach?
Oh, yeah. $10 million a year. Texter, restaurant I hated to see close. Charcoal House 1 and 2 in San Angelo. Best steak fingers and burgers in town in a secret recipe barbecue sauce.
Both of them close?
No, one and 2.
1 and 2?
1 and 2.
Or is that just one restaurant named 1 and 2?
Yeah. Texter, Shaka Smart, says the texter. Doesn't move the needle for me.
I think Shaka Smart fits better at Texas Tech than he did at Texas. But
I agree.
No, I don't want him back in the Big 12.
And he seems to really fit at Marquette.
Yeah.
And the thing that intrigued me about Shaka there at Texas is the roster makeup never matched what he supposedly really likes to do. And then he didn't do a whole lot of it while he's there.
Right.
Which is the aggressive man defense and the aggressive trapping pressure.
Well, when you get to Texas, you're obsessed with stars.
Yeah.
Recruiting stars.
Didn't Tech obsessed with them?
They have been.
Texter, Darvin Ham is head coach. Darvin Ham would have made a great head coach 2 years ago if he'd had a guy like Mark Adams as his defensive assistant.
That's what I wanted. I wanted that.
You did.
I wanted.
You plainly stated it.
I wanted Ham. I wanted Adams to retain in his role. I thought he was really good in that role. And I wanted Ham or somebody like that to get a shot.
Yeah.
Just being the figurehead. I wanted to keep the train rolling. And then you try to move tracks with the same train and it derailed.
Yeah. Well, he's got the Lakers, so he may be looking for a change.
I think Jason Kidd might be available.
Yeah. Texter, Tony Roma's A Place for Ribs. I hear there used to be a pretty decent radio show broadcast from there. Thursday nights, 5 to 7. Tony Roma's was good. It was in that area down there on Slide across from the mall, down from the mall, where everything goes out of business. I can't tell you, because this would have been back around 97, 98 and through there. Lord knows how many places have been in wherever that was.
You talking about the it's a Jimmy John's now?
Maybe. It seems like it maybe went over from the, I don't
50th
know.
And Slide?
Kind of down by that sporting goods store.
Oh, on the other side?
Yeah.
The Double Nickel?
Yeah. I think that's right. I think that's the building that's in the footprint now. I think you are correct. But yeah, it was a building of death, it seemed like, for a while. Not that people were dying. I mean, yeah. the restaurants were going out. I should be more specific when I say that. So irresponsible as a radio host to do that. 806-855-3712 to get on the text line.
I've got a quick late helmet sticker.
Do it.
USC offensive lineman tore his ACL yesterday at the combine. Did you see this?
No.
Today, that's not why he's getting a helmet sticker. Today, in his stiff brace and crutches, he waddles up to the bench press and reps 38 225 bench presses with a straight leg and no, like, what could he have done with two legs?
Right.
Providing, you know,
because
you,
push, yeah,
you lift with your whole body.
Right.
But just a dead leg bench press of 38.
That's just.
With and he tore his ACL yesterday at the combine.
Hey, we'll get him in a wheelchair. We'll lock the brakes on the wheelchair.
And how
just pass protect.
And how impressive is it that a guy stays there?
Yeah.
I think it says more that he attempted the bench press than that he got 38 reps up.
Yeah.
That guy will get drafted.
I hope he gets drafted. I hope he makes it. The Rob Bro Show is looming. The suspension is over. 806-855-3712 for you to text in on that. Bandwagon Wednesday for us tomorrow. I'm back with you tonight around 6:30-ish on the daily broadcast. Follow me on Twitter, at Ryan Hyatt Media. Check out my website, theraiderland.com. For Rob, I'm Ryan. We'll see you Wednesday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.